parasha begins by telling us about the bris mila that Avraham Avinu had, and the pasuk says v'yera lo Hashem be'lon ramrei. And Rashi, anticipating the question, why does the Torah have to tell us that this took place in a line named Mamre? Says Rashi, who should not somely etza alamila? Mamre was the one that gave Avraham Avinu advice about the mila. And of course, the Sifsei Chum asked the question, why would Avraham Avinu be turning to Mamre for advice about a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do? So the Sifsei Chum explains in the name of the Reim that Avraham Avinu was convinced that Mamre would tell him not to do the bris mila. And that's exactly what Avraham Avinu expected, and that's exactly what Avraham Avinu wanted. Avraham Avinu wanted to have a situation that it should turn into a nisayon. This should turn into a test, that Avraham Avinu should be told to do this mitzvah. That's a mitzvah that can only be done once in one lifetime. But Avraham Avinu said that in order for the mitzvah to be considered a more significant mitzvah, it has to come with some hisnagdus. It has to come with somebody opposing him doing the mitzvah. And he will therefore then be in the sign where he will be told, how are you doing this bris mila? It's so dangerous. You're such an old man. You'll never be able to have children again. And he won't listen to what is said. It should be a nisayon. And what Avraham Avinu was trying to accomplish was that we, Klal Yisrael, are constantly faced with nisayonis in our personal lives, in our communal lives. And what Avraham Avinu wanted to teach us and ingrain in us is that mitzvahs don't necessarily come easily. And that is what is our objective, to have this shyness, to have these tests, and overcome and prevail. But the mitzvah, from the 10, the shyness that Avraham Avinu was faced with, the one that's considered the most significant is, of course, the last nesayon that we have at the end of our parasha, the nesayon of the Akedah. Where Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to take his only son, Yitzchak, and put him up for an Akedah, and kill him, the shame, because that's what Hashem told him to do. And of course, it's an incredible nesayon that a person, Avraham Avinu, should be told that this son that he waited for his whole life is now to be taken to be slaughtered. And it's very understandable why it's considered such a significant test. But the question really is, why is it such a serious test? Is there really anyone who would be told something directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells this person directly, this is what I want you to do. And would there be a person who would violate something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressly tells him to do? Particularly Avraham Avinu, who represents the paradigm of an Eved Hashem, of a servant of Hashem, who's ready and prepared to do whatever he's asked by Hashem to do. Now, Avraham Avinu, of course, will do what he's told to do. So what is the Torah, what is the test here? What is the great test that Avraham Avinu is given so much credit for because of stood in the Nisayon, and this Nisayon? And actually, and this is a question that many Mefarshim ask, Avraham Avinu is the one that is considered the individual who withstood the Nisayon of the Akedah. It's called Nisayon of Avraham Avinu. The Akedah is always called that Avraham Avinu passed that incredible test. And the question really is, why is the Akedah not called on Yitzchak's name? Yitzchak was ready to give up his life to do what Avraham Avinu told him, Hashem told him to do. And yet, Avraham Avinu is considered the Nisayon of Avraham Avinu, not the Nisayon of Yitzchak. The Sefer Avodas Yisrael explains that what happens when somebody is put into a test like this, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away from him his madregas. Yes, a person like Avraham Avinu particularly, who represents the highest level of Yira Shemayim, of course, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do something, he will do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do. But what happened over here was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from Avraham Avinu all of his madregas of Yira Shemayim. And as all of the madregas of Yira Shemayim were taken away from him, that's when Avraham Avinu was tested. And now it's not so simple anymore just to do whatever you're told. Only when you're on the level of Yira Shemayim, of an Avraham Avinu, or of any Jew, is it become easy to do whatever Hashem says. Not under those circumstances. And that's why the Nisayon is called on Avraham Avinu's name. Because it was Avraham Avinu that was the one who lost his level of Yira Shemayim. And therefore, for Avraham Avinu still under those circumstances to be ready, willing, and able to do whatever is necessary, that represents greatness. Yitzchak, however, his level of Yira Shemayim was never taken away. And since his level of Yira Shemayim was never taken away, yes, of course, to be ready to give up one's life, Hashem, is a great level. But if a person, particularly a person like Yitzchak, who has that high level of Yira Shemayim, that person doing what Hashem says is not the same test as a person whose level of Yira Shemayim was taken away. And that's why we find that when Avraham Avinu approaches Har Moriah, he tells Eliezer and Yishmael, Shvu lechem poyim chamor, and the Gemara Masech Baba Kama Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph says, Am Adoyim lechamor, you stay here, don't come along with me. And the question is, says that Sefer Avodas Yisrael, we need to understand, Avraham Avinu obviously wanted them to join him. He took them along. And now when he comes to that ultimate moment of that Keda, he is told, stay away. What? They're told, stay away. He explains that Avraham Avinu could not understand what happened to his Yira Shemayim. That all of a sudden he lost all of his madrega of Yira Shemayim. And he started thinking to himself, maybe because he's connected with the Am Hadoyim Lechamor. Maybe because he's connected with people on that low level, is he being pushed down as well? And he wanted to get back his level of Yira Shemayim. So he thought, if he'll separate himself from them, that would help. But it doesn't help. And the Avodas Yisrael says, the Pasuk says, V'yikra Avram Shem HaMakom Hu Hashem Yira. Atu Dechamei V'loi Mischamimi. You're the person that sees is not seen. Why is that what the Targum Unkelus says all of a sudden when we're having the Akedah? But he explains what really happened at that moment was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Chamei V'lei Meschamimi, that I see you, but you didn't see me. Why didn't you see me? Because you lost your level of Yira Shemayim, and yet you did what you were supposed to do. And the Imri Emes says, the Pasuk says at the end of the Akedah that the Malach says, Ke'at yudat kirei alakim ato. And the question that the Imri Emes asks, only now, at the end of the Akedah, becomes Avraham Avinu Yira Shemayim. He explains what the Pasuk is teaching us is that until this moment, Avraham Avinu wasn't about Yira Shemayim. And because he wasn't a Yira Shemayim, he lost his level of Yira Shemayim. So now he was in till this moment, he was even greater than Yira Shemayim. And that's why I saw the Mefarshim ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Avraham Avinu to do the Akedah, and he uses a word that we normally don't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu using. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Kach no espincha. Please. And the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we live in a world of mitzvahs and averis. We live in a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what to do and tells us what not to do. Why over here does it say that, no, please? And the answer, says the Sfas Emes, is because, as we're learning now, a person that has Yerushimayim, of course, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do something, he does it. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him not to do something, he doesn't do it. What Avraham Avinu at this point represented was an individual, as the Avodas Yisrael keeps on telling us, who did not have Yerushimayim. A person who doesn't have Yerushimayim is not going to be driven to do a mitzvah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, if I'm taking away from you your Yerushimayim, I need to be concerned that maybe you're not going to do the mitzvah of the Akedah that I'm asking you. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to be able to encourage Avraham Avinu, even in these moments where he's lacking Yerushimayim, to still do what he's supposed to do, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him, Kach no, I ask you to please take this. And the Medrash, at the end of the Akedah, where the Pasuk says, V'yisa Avraham es Einov, Avraham Avinu lifts his eyes and he sees this deer caught. And he takes the isle to be a carbon. And the Medrash says, Avraham Avinu rois ha'ayil nitosh min ha'chayrish hazeh, that this isle was exhausted because it got caught up in this forest. And he got caught up in another forest. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Kach asidin b'necho l'stabech b'aret tzoyis nachruyos. Your children will get lost and have challenges in all sorts of lands and countries. Mibavol l'mavdai, from bavol to mavdai, mimavdai l'yovin, miyovin l'edoim, v'soifa l'goya b'karnav shel ayil. But at the end, we will have a Yeshua that is represented with the horns of the isle, to say, as the Pasuk says, when Mashiach comes, b'mheir b'yameinu, v'Hashem Elokim b'shoifa yitoka. And the question is, what was the need that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that at this moment of the Akedah, when Avraham Avinu showed the tremendous level of Avodas Hashem, that he passed the test of the Nesoyin, to tell Avraham Avinu that your children will go from one city, one country to another country, from one Golus to another Golus, but will eventually come out with Mashiach Tzakenu B'mheir B'yameinu. So the Sefer Beis Yitzchak says a beautiful pshat. Avraham Avinu, at this moment, came to the high level of Avodas Hashem, of being able to serve Hashem under any type of circumstances, loses his Yerushimayim. Beginning of the parasha has people telling him, don't do what you're doing. And what HaKadosh Baruch was telling Avraham Avinu, your children, Klal Yisrael, are going to have many bitter experiences. They're going to live through many difficult nisyonos, from Bavel to Mavai, from Mavai and Nebuchadnezzar and Antiochus, and all of the people and all of the enemies who have stood up to destroy Klal Yisrael from thousands of years until this very day. And the question is, and that was the question that Avraham Avinu was thinking about, how will Klal Yisrael survive through all those various galus? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, we are like the isle. That the isle, and you represent, that the isle gets caught up in different times, and we get caught up in difficult times. But we were taught by Avraham Avinu that a Jew is able to overcome all nisyonos. And because we're able to overcome all nisyonos, even as we suffer, we always live and look at that isle that gets also caught up in one place to another place, but ultimately will emerge as the horn of Mashiach. Bayoma hu yitaka b'shoifa gadol. That will be the day that all of the galus that Klal Yisrael has suffered, all of the nishonis that Klal Yisrael has unfortunately suffered, we will all be able to stand tall and say that all of during this time there were difficult nishonis, but we were able to stand because we are the children of Avraham Avinu.